Jerry Bader Show, 949. The good news is the Green Bay Packers won yesterday. The bad news is the victory comes with a tremendous yeah, but. Yeah, but the receiving corps has been decimated. Wide receivers James Jones and Randall Cobb, no word yet on how long either is going to be out. Cobb's, certainly of the two, looks more serious. It's also raising questions about unintended consequences. As you know, the NFL's commissioner, Roger Goodell, his mission in life is to make the game safer. Toward that end, if you come even near another player's helmet with your helmet, you're going to get a 15-yard penalty. As a result, you are seeing guys getting 15-yard penalties even when there wasn't head-to-head contact. They come around the shoulder exactly the way they're supposed to, but maybe the quarterback's head snaps back or something like that happens, or it's just too close that the ref can't tell and they throw a flag. So how are players going to respond? This is the argument. Okay, I'm going to go low. So what happened is Ravens safety Matt Elam's helmet connected directly with Cobb's knee, and Cobb was carted off. Yeah. I thought it was a dirty hit. That was my first instinct. I'm just saying, to me it looked like he led with the helmet and launched right into his knee. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying that's the way it looked to me. And we don't know yet how badly damaged Cobb's knee is. I suspect that he could be pretty seriously injured. I hope that's not the case. But as Yahoo Sports puts it, but what's a safety to do there? If he makes contact too high, it's a penalty. Go too low, and he's labeled a dirty player a handful of games into his career. Elam chose low. There was no penalty, but there might be a fine coming this week. The NFL is a fickle sport with nebulous rules and interpretations of rules, unwritten or not. Elam was looking out for himself, trying to make the play, and he probably did the right thing, but he still did wrong, right? Elam probably made a bad decision when he later had words with Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers after the play. Although it had unintended positive results for his team, interestingly, Packers right tackle Don Barkley came to Rodgers' rescue but was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct for pushing Elam, which was a joke. That's me talking, just a joke. And strangely, had the penalty not occurred, the Packers, who were out of timeouts in the half, would have been hit with a 10-second runoff. They were not, instead losing 15 yards, and Mason Crosby missed the ensuing field goal attempt, but of course he got another shot. Then they have some quotes here. Aaron Wilson, he apparently writes for Ravens Insider, I'm guessing. He tweeted, We try to play within the rules. That's on Roger Goodell. He wants us to hit low. We'll hit low, and guys will keep getting injured. God forbid. Elam's low hit can be filed into what has been a very interesting and buzzy topic in the NFL this season. Better to go high or low? That might not be a right answer. Defenders only seem to lose in these situations, and given that Cobb was hurt on this hit, it seems that everyone lost Sunday in Baltimore. I hadn't really considered this when I saw the hit yesterday, but we've talked about it. They are making it impossible to play football. Now, if Elam is fine for this, then what do defenders do? Then what? No, you can't hit him in the knee. Now you're going low. Although I will tell you, without even considering all of this, it did look to me like he led with the crown of his helmet launched into the knee. But I could be wrong about that. And we'll see if there is a fine forthcoming. Being so careful that you don't know which way to go is one of the easiest ways to get hurt or get someone else hurt. You don't know what to do anymore. And I'm sure that these guys are paralyzed with indecision because they're getting 15-yard penalties if they're even up and around the shoulders. I do understand the desire to make the game safer. I understand it. That doesn't mean that it's practical. But this is Goodell's legacy now. that the NFL is going to be made safer, and obviously they are, snake bit, say the least, about the class action suit concerning concussions and what did they hide and what did they know and all of that. I mean, there were fears, you know, that that was going to bring down the league. There were legitimate fears about that. And they reached an agreement that seemed to be a pretty big win for the NFL. I guess I do have to have a level of understanding here for Elam. What was he to do? And apparently the way that this is coming out after the Cobb injury, defenders are saying, what do you want us to do? Where can I hit the guy? What am I supposed to do? This really is the wussification of football. It is a tough, tough sport. As a young man, I probably would have been killed if I tried to play it at a high level. I would definitely, a routine tackle where a guy jumps up and goes back to the line, I would probably be in critical care. Most people just don't realize that. And I'm not, I don't mean that I would want to see this, but then just ban it. I'm not saying that's what I would want to see. But how are you going to do this? Guys are playing with such caution. They don't know what to do. And I think it's so now, all right, this guy's going to be branded a dirty player. And again, I'll admit that was my first thought, that it was a cheap shot right for the knees. That's what it looked like to me. You didn't think that, huh, Jason? I did. I'm not saying I would have been right about that. I'm just telling you that's what I thought. This is creating an incredibly difficult situation for players. And I don't know how they're going to cope with it. A couple of other thoughts. The New England Patriots had a remarkable comeback yesterday. It looked like they were going to start a comeback drive, and Tom Brady, for whatever reason, throws a deep ball that's picked off. At that point, about half of Foxborough Stadium left, not knowing Brady would get the ball back again and score and upend the New Orleans Saints. I was very conflicted on that because I don't like Tom Brady. I don't like the Patriots. But I understood that the Saints losing would be a good thing potentially for the Packers. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So in the end, I was okay with the Patriots winning because it's good for the Packers, although the Packers have other things to worry about than the Saints right now. The NFC North is so tightly clustered at the top. And I don't know that the Lions or the Bears are going anywhere. Maybe one of them will. I don't know. And now the Packers are just decimated by injury. Just decimated. And in the absence of Clay Matthews, you cannot say enough about how well the Packers' defense played. And a lot of people are pointing out that it's the first time, maybe since they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago, that they played smash-mouth football. And they did. And they did it with guys in backup roles. Matthews is out for a while yet, for a few weeks at least. Now, we don't know about Cobb and Jones. We don't know. I think Randall Cobb could be bad. We'll see. You figure JerMichael Finley steps up to wide out. You add a tight end. Corliss is his backup, right? Finley's, yeah. You put him in. It's going to be a Taylor. Yeah, Taylor too. You're just gonna have to start moving a lot of bodies around. By the way, listener, Craig and I are now tied 2-2. I said the Ravens by 1, and thank goodness it didn't happen. But it nearly looked like it was going to. I want to address the conservative civil war in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.